After Julia Child, Alice Waters may be the best-known cook in America. Her celebrated restaurant Chez Panisse has been showcasing organic, seasonal produce for more than 20 years now. It's fair to say that together, Alice Waters and Chez Panisse have changed the face, or the taste, of American cooking. Her new cookbook, Chez Panisse Fruit, celebrates the best of American homegrown fruit, from the heirloom apple to the wild persimmon. Anne Strainchamps asked for a few examples.
Well, pomegranates, I guess those are certainly part of that. Those fall fruits and a great taste to make a pomegranate granita.
Really? I think of the pomegranate as sort of a novelty. It's got these funny little ruby, berries
little
inside?
Little seeds inside. We very often sort of sprinkle them into a compote of fruit. And I think they're lovely, a sort of accent. We have many, many figs, of course, that come in the fall. We use the dried figs very often during the winter.
I think most people are used to thinking of fruits as ingredients for desserts, but you do a lot of savory dishes with fruit also.
In fact, many of these recipes in the book are savory. We felt like when you get involved with the seasonal fruit, you want to use it in every way you can. So there are recipes. We do a little sort of vegetable and fruit puree using pears with potatoes and celery root.
There's another fruit, which I guess is almost a native, maybe it's a native American fruit, which I'd never heard of or seen before I moved to the Midwest, and that's the persimmon. And they're still odd looking. I've had friends show me persimmons at farmers markets, and when they say they're ripe and ready to cook, they look oozy, like they must surely be rotten.
That's exactly right. That's how they're used for making a persimmon pudding. They're those big, almost heart-shaped like fruits, and they have to be very, very soft to use them because their sweetness comes as they soften up. But there's also a lot of Japanese persimmons that are coming to farmers markets, and I love those fuyu persimmons that can be simply peeled and sliced up and put into a salad with some walnuts and chicory, and we even throw a few little pomegranate seeds into the salad.
Have you ever tried to do a whole meal in the restaurant, say, just of fruit, then find a way to use fruit in every course?
I'm not sure that we've done that, but it's an idea that we should we should do that. I feel like fruit is omnipresent at the restaurant. People can't come into the restaurant, I think, without having some taste somewhere in their meal. And when somebody says, I went to Chez Panisse and I had the best mulberry. I'd never had a mulberry, and you were serving them on the fruit bowl and sort of changed my life. That makes me extremely happy. I just feel like that we've had a huge success. We've made a convert.
You know, I'm just thinking that to appreciate or to begin to work with fruit in the way, or any natural product in the way you're talking about, involves slowing down enough to really, really use your senses to their fullest. Most of us don't.
It's true. The whole experience of going to the farmer's market is a way to awaken your senses. And it's, you know, you're smelling, you're tasting, you're looking, you're touching, and you're engaged in this very full way. And the more that your senses are educated, the more you're able to discern and to discriminate. And it's really a process that leads to a kind of creativity. I really believe that when our senses are very closed down, that information isn't coming into our head, and we have a limited way of thinking. But when those senses are engaged and educated through an everyday experience of eating, that our minds are opened up in the process, and we begin to see things that we never have seen before. It's like, you know, painting with just red, yellow, and blue. And all of a sudden, we realize that we have this whole spectrum of colors to paint with and a whole range of flavors. and it enriches our lives.
Do you think Americans have had trouble coming to this way of being with their senses, using their senses because of, I don't know, our Puritan background?
I'm sure. I just think that we have to understand that pleasure needs to be part of our education. That's why I call this sort of a delicious revolution. I think somehow we think that education has to be difficult.
We think it has to do with discipline, which is the opposite of pleasure.
But what I've discovered is that pleasure brings you into a discipline. You want to get more, become more engaged, know more, because it is reinforcing that learning with a pleasurable sensation.
There's a quotation I came across a while ago from St. Catherine of Siena, which I really love, and it's something to the effect that the more we know, the more we love, and in loving more, we know more. It's something about the way to God, but you can apply it to almost anything. There's something about knowing more about a fruit, for instance. The more you know about an apple, the more you may be able to love apples. So I guess you're saying that's the path to more enjoyment from life.
I think it is. And we have separated this, you know, sort of work over here and pleasure over there. And in fact, the more that you're engaged in the process, the more that you know about the harvest of the food, the cooking of the food, the more appreciation that you have for it at the table. If you've picked those peas and you shuck those peas and then you cook them in and offer them, it's an intensity. You have an other kind of understanding of that particular vegetable. And we just simply want the cake all made and iced. We want the end without being engaged in the process. And we're missing out on sort of the juice of life.
Alice Waters talking with Anne Strangechamp about Chez Panisse fruit.